Third part, question 53, Christ's resurrection. Article 1, whether it was necessary for Christ to rise again. It is written in Luke 24:46, it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise again from the dead. It behooved Christ to rise again for five reasons. First of all, for the commendation of divine justice, to which it belongs to exalt them who humble themselves for God's sake. According to Luke 1:52, he hath put down the mighty from their seat and hath exalted the humble. Consequently, because Christ humbled himself even to the death of the cross, from love and obedience to God, it behooved him to be uplifted by God to a glorious resurrection. Hence it is said in his person in Psalm 138, Thou hast known, that is approved, my sitting down, that is my humiliation and passion, and my rising up, that is my glorification in the resurrection. Secondly, for our instruction in the faith, since our belief in Christ's Godhead is confirmed by his rising again, because according to 2 Corinthians 13:4, although he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. And therefore it is written in 1 Corinthians 15:14, If Christ be not risen again, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Thirdly, for the raising of our hope, since through seeing Christ, who is our head, rise again, we hope that we likewise shall rise again. Hence it is written in 1 Corinthians 15:12, Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? And Job 19:25, I know, that is with the certainty of faith, that my Redeemer, that is Christ, liveth, having risen from the dead, and therefore in the last day I shall rise out of the earth. This my hope is laid up in my bosom. Fourthly, to set in order the lives of the faithful, according to Romans 6:4, as Christ is risen from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also may walk in newness of life. And further on, Christ rising from the dead dieth now no more, so do you also reckon that you are dead to sin, but alive to God. Fifthly, in order to complete the work of our salvation, because just as for this reason did he endure evil things in dying that he might deliver us from evil, so was he glorified in rising again in order to advance us towards good things. According to Romans 4:25, he was delivered up for our sins and rose again for our justification. Article 4. Whether Christ was the cause of his own resurrection. Our Lord says in John 10:18, No one taketh my soul from me, but I lay it down, and I take it up again. But to rise is nothing else than to take the soul up again. Consequently, it appears that Christ rose again of his own power. In consequence of death, Christ's Godhead was not separated from his soul, nor from his flesh. Consequently, both the soul and the flesh of the dead Christ can be considered in two respects. First, in respect of his Godhead, secondly, in respect of his created nature. Therefore, according to the virtue of the Godhead united to it, the body took back again the soul which it had laid aside, and the soul took back again the body which it had abandoned, and thus Christ rose by his own power. And this is precisely what is written in 2 Corinthians 13:4, For although he was crucified through our weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. But if we consider the body and soul of the dead Christ according to the power of created nature, they could not thus be reunited, but it was necessary for Christ to be raised up by God.